You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
The love song of Johnny Valentine takes us inside the mind of a preteen pop superstar. He's half-child, half-marketing genius, and bears more than a passing resemblance to real-life preteen pop superstar Justin Bieber. This is Teddy Wayne's second novel following his critically acclaimed Capitoil. It's published by Free Press, and I'm very pleased that it brings Teddy Wayne back to our show. Hello.
Hello. Good to be back.
Capitoil was about a Qatari immigrant to New York who makes a fortune writing a program that'll predict oil futures. This one's about a pop star. Do you see these two books as having much in common?
I do. They're both young men trying to find their place in the world. Johnny is 11. Kareem Essar was about 26. They both have internalized the language of their professions. Kareem spoke in this techno-financial jargon. Johnny speaks like a seasoned ad executive.
And a lot of people have seen these as both being about late-stage capitalism.
That is probably the case. I'm interested in the world of work. I think there aren't enough books that tackle how we work as opposed to, say, family relationships.
Another thing they have in common is their titles are plays on other works, like Marx's Capital and Eliot's The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock. Prufrock worried about getting old. Wouldn't Johnny be worried about aging out of his career?
He's very much concerned about that. His mother, Jane, who's also his manager, strenuously tries to keep him looking young and boyish. She watches his weight, monitors what he eats, and I think she knows he's got a short shelf life as a pop star.
So that was a very specific reference to T.S. Eliot.
It's really a subversive revisioning of modernist poetry. No, it's not. It sounds similar enough, but it's not an Eliot allusion directly.
Johnny is almost immediately catapulted into stardom at 11 years old, at an age even younger than Justin Bieber. How does Johnny become famous?
He's discovered on YouTube when he's about 9 or so. He's supposed to be a musical prodigy. He's a very talented singer. And he was busking in St. Louis, gets discovered, his label markets him, and he explodes when he's about 9, and he's been famous for about 2 years at this point.
Well, I've always wondered how something becomes viral on YouTube. I can't imagine just going through everything that has been put on YouTube and saying, oh my God, this kid is great.
I think if there were a formula, marketers would guard it jealously. It's hard to know what happens and what makes some things take off and what makes some things not.
Johnny's mother is his manager, and that's the difference with Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
While she may be the consummate stage manager, she's also, they have a loving if troubled relationship. You've said that the mother character was less fleshed out in the early drafts and that your many readers helped round her out more. How many readers do you have, and when do you start showing them drafts?
I probably had about 6 or 7 trusted friends and allies read it and would show them drafts. I think I waited till a complete rough draft was assembled. And yes, I'd say with each new revision, of which there are many, Jane, his mother, became more complicated and her love for Johnny became more ambivalent.
So did all of the various people you consulted have similar ideas, or was there a war going on as to how to depict this woman?
Well, I didn't have a focus group or anything where I assembled them all at once and gave them pizza. But with any kind of character in fiction, you always want to have contradictions that make sense but aren't there just for the sake of contradiction. So the more ways you can texture and have contours of a character, the better.
At the start of the book, Johnny is desperate for some Ambien and goes through an elaborate deception to gain access to his mother's hotel room so he can rifle through her things and find some. His mother is into Coke as well, and Johnny's addicted to a particular video game. Are there many 11-year-old addicts?
I think it's not uncommon for a child who's in the public eye like this to be taking drugs or alcohol. I read, among other books, Drew Barrymore's Little Girl Lost, in which she describes similar recreational activities. So I think it's more uncommon for a quote-unquote normal kid, but to be a celebrity performer means you have access to these sorts of things.
And you looked at a lot of different books by kids who became famous at an early age?
A number, Barrymore's, Tatum O'Neill's. I went back as far as the 1920s, Jackie Coogan, a child performer. I also read a lot of teen glossy magazines and websites, which is, if you're a 30-something man in Barnes & Noble with a stack of Tiger Beats, you draw a lot of stares. You can't just say you're doing it for research for novel. No one believes you.
Well, if people know you're listening to a lot of Justin Bieber songs at your age, they might be surprised as well. We'll get to that in a moment. Uh-huh. I've read that you were also inspired to write this in part by Esther Dean. Who's she?
I'm not totally sure.
Oh, she's a songwriter, I heard.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. There's a New Yorker article about her from this past year. She's a songwriter for Rihanna, who, as is the plight of all songwriters, I didn't remember her name just now, which is shameful for me, gets no credit. She's the genius behind many pop hits, but is not getting a chance to perform herself.
Well, I'm not sure. I've heard Rihanna's songs. I think it's great that she's a star, but I don't get it any more than I got Beyonce's songs last night. They all sounded pretty much the same to me.
Neither are you nor I. We're not in the target
demographic. My staff is getting upset with me. I'm sounding very old.
Yes. Well, we're not in the target demographic, Leonard, you and I both.
So when you were researching this, mm-hmm. Did you have to listen to all of Justin Bieber's songs and the songs of other young pop stars?
I listened to a lot. I mean, partly by cultural osmosis, you end up hearing a lot of it, whether you want to or not. I had to write Johnny's own songs for him, too.
And you've recorded some.
I did. I'm a very mediocre guitarist and singer, but I recorded Johnny's mega hit Guys vs. Girls, which a website posted the recording of last week. I also got a better singer-songwriter, Lena Simone, to record her version, which is much superior.
And we can only hope it goes viral on YouTube.
That'll happen, yeah. Why not?
My guest is Teddy Wayne. His latest, would you call this a comic novel?
I'd say the serial comic.
Because you do write comedy or comic pieces for the New York Times, the New Yorker, and other places.
Right.
This one is called The Love Song of Johnny Valentine. And in a very favorable review in the New York Times, Michiko Kakutani wrote that Johnny can seem so much like a young Justin clone that you'd think that Justin Bieber would sue for copyright infringement. Were you worried that readers would see too many parallels between his story and the one that you've written here?
Well, the Simon & Schuster legal team has assiduously read the text and determined any resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. So nothing to worry about there, I think.
Well, he is from St. Louis.
Yes.
Justin Bieber's from Canada.
Right.
St. Louis because you went to college in St. Louis?
I went to graduate school at Washington, St. Louis, so I had a good understanding of it, but I want to make Johnny from the middle of the country, not from either of the coasts.
Haven't you made him more ambivalent about his fame than Justin Bieber seems to be and the price that he has to pay to maintain it?
Yeah, I think so. I think if he were wholeheartedly embracing his fame, it wouldn't make for as good a novel. The fact that he has real interior conflict about this and craves the love and adoration of his fans while also being resentful of it makes him a more complicated character.
And reviews have written about how poignant and funny a portrayal you've written here, how you avoided all the glitzy stereotypes, showed us Johnny in isolated, quieter moments. Could you have written it any other way and still have kept adult readers interested? Because this is not a book aimed at kids.
No, I think it's probably not appropriate under a certain age for kids to read this. You know, it's a funny novel, or I hope it's funny in parts, but I wouldn't call it a satire. I think it's a realistic portrayal of what it might be like to be an 11-year-old kid going through this spectacle of fame.
And as I mentioned, there's drug use. There's also some sexy parts here.
Yeah.
So you don't want kids to be reading this.
Don't try this at home,
but your
kids.
Publisher, Free Press, is hoping to get the book into universities for freshmen.
I think university high schools might be a future plan, but for now we're aiming at adult readers.
So what do you think of Johnny? You ask a writer, mm-hmm. how autobiographical is this? They would say, well, all my characters are part of me. How much of you is in Johnny?
I'm sure there are certain adolescent aspects of me that show up in him. But actually, now I'd say I identify as an adult with many of his professional anxieties. It wasn't lost on me that Johnny sounds a bit like Teddy. Valentine sounds a bit like Wayne. It's his second album, my second novel. So Johnny gets worked up over, say, a corporate sold-out arena show. I still get a little bit nervous in front of a bookstore reading for four people.
You've said, is that the kind of crowd you're drawing, Teddy?
I get four or five, maybe six on a good day, yeah.
Well, we're going to mention some readings that you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get a few more this
time. 7 or 8
this time. You've said that the voice you've given Johnny was intended to be a hybrid, half child, half marketer.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the marketing speech from a business column that you wrote for the New York Times?
Right. For about 2 years on and off, I freelance wrote this Times column called Drilling Down. Each week, I'd have to interview someone in the marketing advertising worlds, and they very unironically use phrases like building our corporate brand and transferring assets in the digital space. And I thought about writing a character who internalized this and spoke and thought in the speech, but having collide with the innocent grammar of a preteen.
So is Johnny more interested in branding himself than in creating music?
Whether or not he's interested in it, those around him are more interested in it. He's understanding over the course of this book that his music is less timeless art and more disposable commodity.
Why did you make him so much younger than Justin Bieber?
I think Bieber was maybe about 12 or 13 when he began. I'm not quite sure. But I want him to be truly a child, not someone who's essentially a young adult, but in the last throes of pre-adolescence, so that when you see this celebrity machine he's part of, it becomes much more about a child entering and not just a young teenager.
Last year, there was a bizarre plot to kill Justin Bieber uncovered.
Mm-hmm.
So is it dangerous to be a teenage heartthrob?
I think so very much. I mean, it's the sort of thing that when many people heard about that plot or other things involving Bieber, they might laugh. It's almost a reflexive, how silly. But if you were actually in the midst of that and someone wanted to do this horrifying plot, I won't go into the details, it would be terrifying.
Johnny is constantly worried about perverts.
Child predators, he's on the lookout for. It's this running theme, but really it's about him worrying about predators who are near him, his entourage, his mother, his label. They're preying on him just as much.
We mentioned that you've even written some songs, recorded them, had other people record them. But you also launched a social media strategy for the book that included creating a Twitter account for Johnny, a Gmail account, a playlist on Spotify on what's on his iPod.
Yes, I myself am a pretty inept tweeter. I created The Real Johnny at The Real Johnny, and he seems to be much more popular on Twitter than I actually am.
So people are following his Twitter account?
He's getting some followers, and they're interacting with more. Anything I do on Twitter as my own name, nothing happens. Johnny has some kind of clout.
You teach creative writing at Marymount?
I taught last semester, not this semester.
Does that give you some sense of where younger people are right now?
They are a little bit older than Johnny's fans, so I wouldn't say that teaching college kids does that. But I think it's good to be looped in with younger people and not be too far out of adolescence.
So will the next book also be about late-stage capitalism?
I've got to write it first, but we'll see.
Are you working on something?
I've got an idea for one. I'm working on a screenplay and TV pilot with some friends for now.
Mm-hmm. About late-stage capitalism.
Early-stage capitalism.
Teddy Wayne's latest novel. By the way, he won the Whiting Writers Award for Capitoil. Spelled K-A-P-I-T-O-I-L. The latest one is The Love Song of Johnny Valentine. It is published by Free Press. And thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you so much.